Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here. Four male students have been suspended after creating a spreadsheet online ranking female classmates and putting them into misogynist categories such as unrapeable. The group of Year 11 boys at the elite Melbourne school posted the content on Discord. An assembly will be held at Yarra Valley Grammar today to address the issue while police have been called for advice. Law changes come into effect today, making it easier and safer for families and their children going through separation. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has told us it means parenting disputes should be resolved based solely on what's in the best interests of the child.
The changes will make what is often a confusing and overly complex system easier to navigate for people going through a challenging period in their lives.
The Weather Bureau says a high-pressure system that's drenched New South Wales over the weekend is peaking right now over the Central Coast and Hunter. 120 mils has fallen at Erina Heights in less than 24 hours, with the rain set to continue all week. Israel has moved to shut a key crossing into Gaza after Hamas allegedly fired rockets, injuring 10 people. It comes as negotiations for a Doha-mediated ceasefire continues. Meantime, the Al Jazeera office has been raided after Israel took the channel off air and ordered for its websites to be blocked, marking the first time the country has ever closed a foreign news outlet. And Titanic actor Bernard Hill has died, aged 79. The Englishman played the ship's captain in the 1997 film. In AFL, Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge insists everyone at the kennel is on the same page despite yesterday's shock loss to Hawthorn. But Bevo knows the blowtorch is coming.
I've got a thick skin, I can deal with it, but I won't let it affect the way that I care for and manage the playing group.
Whilst an injury hit, Brisbane survived three first-half injuries to beat the Suns in Q Clash 26 last night, and Frio handed Richmond another defeat with a 54-point win at the G. Taking a look at NRL footy, the Sharks have made it five wins in a row, with the ladder leaders claiming derby victory over St George Illawarra yesterday. Captain Cam McInnes says they had to grind out the 20 points to 10 win.
We expected it to be a hard game. We expected them to come firing and, to sort of come from behind. It's been a bit different the last couple of weeks, so great resilience.
In yesterday's other match, Newcastle also held off the Warriors 14 points to 8. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy and 25 in Brisbane, a possible shower on the Gold Coast and 24. Showers for Sydney and a top of 21. Partly cloudy for Canberra, getting up to 17. Mostly sunny and 19 in Melbourne. Skies clearing for Hobart, 17 the max. Sunny for Adelaide and 22, mostly fine, and 21 for Perth. Tune in to the Briefing podcast on Listener to lift the lid on important issues that matter to you. Just download the Listener app now and search the Briefing.